Hello, welcome to the Tuts Experience Podcast. I hope you are well. I hope you're having a wonderful day. My name is Kieran Tussiott, and yes, you are listening to the Tuts Experience Podcast. This is episode number 55. Oh, dearie dear. It's great to have you with me again this week. And I'm speaking to after WrestleMania, basically, and pre-Eurovision. So we're in that time in April where things aren't really happening that much, but excitement is slightly depleting in when it comes to pro wrestling, because I haven't got WrestleMania to look forward to anymore, but some of the storylines are all quite exciting. And then when it comes to Eurovision Song Contest, we are now pre-Eurovision time, where it's all of the pre-parties going on right across Europe. Last weekend, we had Riga and Moscow having their pre-parties. This weekend, on Saturday the 9th of April, we had the Eurovision in concert that took place in Amsterdam, in the capital of the Netherlands. And this coming Sunday, we have the London Eurovision pre-party that is taking place in the Café de Paris in Leicester Square in London, in the capital city of the United Kingdom. Tickets are currently still available. I'm saying, telling this to you on Sunday, the 10th of April. But tickets may be gone. But there is only VIP packages available at about £101. Yeah, it's quite expensive. Problem for me, too, is that it starts at 7 p.m. on a Sunday. And people have to work on a Monday. I've got no loo days except for one day off. And I'm tempted to use that actually on my birthday, on the 18th of May. But you catch the drift. It's just on a Sunday night. It's like it's a school night practically, Sundays. And it's just such a shame. But I can understand that they want to put it in a nice big arena and venue like that in the centre of London. But, you know, so it's just a bit of a shame. And plus it's a bit of a faff getting up there. So it'll take 2 hours to get up to there and 2 hours to get back. So it's just so much of a faff. But never mind. This week, guys, we're gonna I'm going to recap with you the running orders for the semi-finals of the Eurovision this year. We've got 18 acts in semi-final 1. And we've got 19 acts in semi-final 2. And obviously we've got the 6 direct finalists as well, which are all of the big 5, which put the money into the Eurovision Song Contest, i.e. the United Kingdom, Spain, Italy, La France, and Deutschland. Yes, Germany. So they're all there, including the host country, which this year is Sweden. Mm-hmm. It's taking place in Stockholm. A reminder to all, semi-final 1 taking place on Tuesday the 10th of May. Second semi-final will take place on Thursday the 12th of May. I shall be live there. And also we'll have the grand final on Saturday the 14th of May. Oh, very exciting, very exciting. I do have tickets for the jury final, which is 50% of the vote on the Saturday night. That show and the jury score on the Friday night performance. And the Friday night performance, I will be there in the arena screaming my tits off. As you can imagine. So yes, I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't got the greatest seats for that, but it could be worse. I'll get to see everything anyway. That's all that matters. Indeed. Yes, indeed. 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 As Funaki and Tucker used to say back in the day. Oh, that would be funny. WWE reference there. Or WWF back in the day, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. So, I've got some fantastic music to play for you this week. I've got all sorts. And, just having a chat. Why don't we, guys? Yeah. And, see what's happening in various pro wrestling parts and WWE, well, WWE of course, and in the Eurovision Song Contest too. So stick around here on the Tuts Experience, guys. We're gonna have a fun show this week
for the light heavyweight title.
Introducing the challenger, being accompanied by Funaki, weighing in at 187 pounds, one half of up, Kai and Tai Takamichi Nuku.
They got a hot babe with them.
She, Taka to Talon's a light heavyweight champion.
You, Din Maliko, you think you are ladies' man? Well, Taka has girlfriend of his own. Look at her. She is hot. She is voluptuous.
Wow.
But more importantly, she is evil.
Wow. Taka's girlfriend. I like him evil, JR.
I would have never guessed.
Are you ready?
Indeed.
What? Hey!
Oh, my.
Better watch it, Taka.
Taka's got a girlfriend, and Taka could be the next light heavyweight champion.
Thank you.
You gotta love the Cranberries. There we are with Linger. You're on the Tuts Experience. Oh yeah, gotta love that song. So beautiful. Do you know, it reminds me of like relaxing on a Spanish beach, which I did a few years ago, and just have my headphones on and just sit back and relax with the sun belting upon you as you've got the sand underneath you. Yeah, it's good times, that. Good times. But, yeah. Right, so I don't know what really to talk about next, to be honest, guys. I've recently got in touch with an old friend of mine who is a... who was a really, really close friend of mine for a number of years, about 2 years or so. And, do you know, when you see too much of somebody and it's not going to end up like a relationship, then it's a very good wording, I would say, would be, a phrase that my mother said to me back in like 2009. So about 2011, she says, familiarity breeds contempt. Very, very true to that and close to that. In the regards that, you know, I see my friends, but I don't see them every day like I was seeing them. And particularly when your best friend is somebody who you work with as well, it can be very, very difficult to try and have that balance of when you have that friendship time and you have that work balance time. And where there is a bit of a conflict of interest, it just made things pretty emotionally difficult for me back then. Now, anyway, this friend who we were very good friends and very close friends, best of friends too, we've been talking to each other via text message a lot recently. Well, not a lot, but a few times during the week or so, and we might be meeting up for the first time since 2012. And it's quite exciting because to know that we've probably both got stability in our personal lives now, I certainly do. I'm in a very loving and a very happy relationship with Rob. We're getting married next year, so need I say no more. He's got a family now, so maybe things will be better, at least in that regard. But that's going through at the moment, and maybe within the next day or two I might be meeting up with him, and it would be nice to catch up. When I first started seeing Rob, that was the last time I saw him after not seeing him for over half a year, I think. It was about 8-9 months or so. And it was quite an interesting experience there, and it seemed quite amicable, but since then nothing really came of it, and just everything went really quiet. Now I started getting I got a text message out of nowhere with a photo of us, and he sent it to me, so I don't know. I'm very excited to see where this goes, so I'm keeping an open mind. But you know, I was really emotionally tired and upset from all of the various things that happened between us and other people as well. That, you know, I had to walk away from a job I really, really liked, because I couldn't really take it anymore, to be honest. When there's a lot of heavy emotional things going on, then you need to sort them out as quickly as possible, because you know, you just end up getting really, really tired, won't you, in all honesty. So yeah, stand by for more future information and reports on that in future weeks here on the Tuts Experience. We're going to have a look at some Eurovision news now, and I'm taking a look via weeblogs.com this week, And Dami Im, the representative for Australia at the Eurovision 2016, has completely commenced herself. Herself as the front runner in this year's contest. And she has just performed her song Sound of Silence live for the very first time in front of hundreds of fans at the Water Garden Shopping Centre in Melbourne as part of their Street Vibe Music Festival. There is a link via their website for the performance, and it was a very good performance too. It looked like she was performing it in a tent rather than a shopping mall. But there you go. It was evident that Dami was a little shaken during the performance, most likely due to it being her first time. And it's potentially also nerves that caused the mix-up of her lyrics in the beginning and the second verse. But like a true professional, she recovered nicely. She nailed the big note before the last chorus, and her fans went absolutely nuts. Fans in the audience queued up for over an hour to get the opportunity to purchase an official copy of Sound of Silence, with those being signed by Dami herself. They also received some awesome official merchandise from SBS, including a Dami Army snap back hat. Yes, so there you go. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Just basically a cap, really, is just what she's wearing. So, last night, on Saturday night, we had Eurovision in concert take place in Amsterdam, and 26 artists turned up for the Eurovision contest. Sadly, the performers from Armenia and Norway had to pull out at last minute, which is a bit of a shame, but still, there was lots of fantastic performances there. And via Wee Wee Blogs, it is a high preview party season, and last night, 26 acts of the Eurovision Song Contest 2016 performed live in Amsterdam and draw in from all four corners of Europe. All of their acts brought their A game and sought to make a killer impression on the stage, and Wee Wee Blogs got cozy for all the action in the Melfweg, which is the name of the arena there. We were also over the moon to see once again preview season dolls, i.e. Hovistar, Ballet and Ira Losco. They've been touring all over the place, and we finally get a chance to enjoy star turns from newcomers on this year's preview party scene, including Poland, Austria and France. While we were raised to the roof with one hand, we snagged recordings of all the performances, which they have, with the others, so you can now decide who nailed it on the night. You can watch all 26 clips via their YouTube channel. Just search for weeblogs.com. Lots of fantastic performances. They had Ballet from Spain, Michal Spak from Poland, Zoe from Austria, Greta Salome from Iceland, Calliope from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, and Nina Krajic from Croatia. And loads of them, and they're running a vote section on there. Also, the United Kingdom's Joe and Jake were there, obviously, too. Very exciting. Also in Eurovision news on Wee Wee Blogs, Amir from France, who's second in the betting now with the Eurovision Song Contest, had an interview with William from WeeWeeBlogs.com. So that was a great little interview William did there. So do check that out. That's also via there. Website weeblogs.com. Just going to take a look at the odds now, the betting odds. Russia are favourites currently at the moment. They've got all sorts of odds from all the different people, but most of them have Russia 6-4, 5-4 at 888sport.com. Also, Ladbrokes have got it 6-4. And then second is France are 7-1, 6-1, 13-2, 5-1, yes. Sweden are third with odds like 8s and 9s, 10s, 23-2, those type of things. Then Australia, Malta, Ukraine, I don't know where the Ukraine ones come from, Armenia, Latvia, Serbia, Spain, Bulgaria, Croatia and Italy. The United Kingdom is at the second half, sort of like mid-table-ish, going towards the bottom. They've got odds like 125-1, 100-1, 66-1, 50-1, 300-1. Is it Marathon? Bet place? Oh dear. But if I was anybody, I would get a bet on Iceland. Iceland are my ranked outsider, and they've got odds of like 80-1, 66-1, 50-1, mostly 66-1. So if I was anybody, I'd put some money down on Iceland. Yes, I would. So we're going to hear the Icelandic entry now. I really want to play it for you guys, and then we'll recap semi-1. Okay, so this is the Icelandic entry for 2016. Greta Salome with Hear Them Calling.
Can you hear them calling? Oh, they're calling out tonight. Now the skies are burning. Oh, they burn so bright. We shiver as we step into the cold, cold night. Then we're running, we are running now. I hear them calling me. I hear them whispering. They're singing now.
Awesome is that. Greta Salome with Hear Them Calling, the Icelandic entry for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. And, yes, I think that's a real dark horse. A lot of people saying Reykjavik 2017, so I hope that's the case. Okay, so let me show you with French translation as well the running order for semi-final 1, 2016's Eurovision Song Contest. Our first song is from Finland, La Finlande. This is Sanja with Sing It Away. Ah, see what I did? Away, La Grèce, Greece, this is Argo with Utopian Land. La Moldavie, this is Moldova, Lydia Isaac with Falling Stars. La Hongrie, this is Hungary, this is Freddy with Pioneer. La Kwasi, Croatia, Nina Kajic with Lighthouse. Le Pays Bas, the Netherlands, Dow Bob with Slow Down. La Armenia, this is Vitya Mouchkian with Love Wave. San Marino, this is Sir Hat with I Didn't Know. La Russie, this is Russia, Sergei Lazarev, you are the only one. Republic Czech, the Czech Republic, Gabriela Kitchenova with I Stand. Cyprus, this is Minus One with Alter Ego. Autriche, this is Austria, Zoe, Loin d'ici. Estonia, this is Yuri Putsman with Play. Azerbaijan, yes, this is Azerbaijan, this is Samra with Miracle. Montenegro, this is Highway with The Real Thing.
I'm gonna fight for
Iceland. This is Iceland. Greta Salome with Hear Them Calling. The Bosnia-Herzegovina, Dalal, Dean, Anna and Yala with Ljubav je. And our final song at number 18, Malta. This is Ira Losko with Walk on Water. There we are, we're finishing with Malta there at song number 18. Oh, well, what did you think of that, guys? That semi-final one, that is going to be a real bloodbath, I think. There's a lot of great songs there, as you've heard clips of. And we'll be playing more of those songs as the weeks go by. Remember, if you are a big fan of the Eurovision Song Contest, if you don't already, then do listen in to the Eurovision Showcase every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Forest FM. British summer time. It's also 5 p.m. GMT whenever that comes around in the dark months, as I like to call it, which is 6 p.m. Central European time and midday Eastern European time. It'd be 7 p.m. Eastern European time, midday Eastern American Standard Time. There you go. Got it. Right. Anyways, let's move swiftly on. It'll be about 9 p.m. on the west coast of the United States. 9 a.m. Yes, you know what I mean. Right, we're going to go into another song. And one of my faves, of course, as always, sharing you my favourite music here on the Tuts Experience.
Thank you.
Oh, that's lovely, Sonia. Yes, who represented the UK at 1993's Eurovision Song Contest, coming second with Better the Devil You Know, but that is Only Fools Fall in Love. That got to number 10 in the UK charts, 51 in Germany, and number 6 in Ireland. There you go. Bit of useful information there. Yes. It'll be good for a pub quiz one day. Thank you, Rob, for the coffee. That's very kind of you. He came up here as we were having our break. Bless him. He timed that really well, didn't he? Yes. Ooh, got some sad news in regards to Eurovision. Sergei Lazarev, the Russian performer, fainted during his live concert in St. Petersburg last Sunday. He wowed audiences with a stunning performance at the Russian Eurovision pre-party in Moscow. And a few days later, he was back on the stage acting inside the Pushkin Theatre. But even Sergei Lazarev, who jokingly described himself as RoboCop, my God, is he buff, during a recent interview, is human. Earlier this evening, which would have been... dun, dun, dun. I don't know. I think it was Thursday. Oh, no, the 8th, which was... Yes, Thursday. No, Friday. Yeah. The Eurovision favourite collapsed live on stage in St. Petersburg, leaving fans in shock, and filmed the whole thing. Which you can find many clips on YouTube. It's quite disturbing, though. Part of his tour, The Best Show, Sergei cut a fit figure as he belted out hit after hit, wearing spray-on jeans. Is that a thing? And matching work boots. Oh, dear. Everything seemed to be going fine as he stood at the centre stage in front of a large microphone with wings. Yeah, that was quite weird. Until he suddenly and unexpectedly lost consciousness in the middle of the performance. Assuming Sergei was just performing, fans just heard clapping, if nothing wrong, until support staff and dancers rushed to his aid. The dancers carried him away and Sergei received first aid with a doctor administering NH4OH, which is a kind of ammonia? Yeah, according to lifenews.ru. At the time of the writing, the concert had called a 15-minute intermission. Sergei Gadley gained consciousness and we're awaiting further news. But we obviously wish him a speedy recovery and I hope he gets well soon. Poor chap. He is the favourite. He has a great song this year, I think, at least in my view. And it's incredibly catchy. And I'm going to play it for you now. Russia 2016, Sergei Lazarev, You Are the Only One. We can never let the word be unspoken. We will never let our loving go come undone. Everything we had to say in the broken door. You will always be the only one. You're the only one. Won't ever give up, cause you're still somewhere out there. Nothing or no one's gonna keep us apart. Breaking it down, but I'm still getting nowhere. Lights Yeah, Sergey Lazarev, you are the only one, Russia 2016. That is currently the fan favourite and higher the betting odds. So, yes, we'll have to see how that goes. Now, let's take a look at and recap semi-final 2 for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, 2016. Feeling your heartbeat, that's all I want. First up is La Lettonie, Latvia. This is Yust with Heartbeat. La Polonia, Poland, this is Michał Szpak with Color of Your Life. La Suisse, this is Switzerland, this is Riker with The Last of Our Kind. Israel, yes, this is Israel. Hovistar with Made of Stars. La Belarusie, yes, this is Belarus with Ivan, Help You Fly. Le Serbie, this is Serbia, this is Sanja Vučić with Zar singing Goodbye Shelter. Ireland, this is Ireland, Westlife's very own Nicky Byrne, and this is Sunlight. Ex-Public Yugoslav de la Macedoine, yes, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, this is Calliope with Donna. La Lettonie, yes, this is Lithuania, and this is Donny Montel with I've Been Waiting For This Night. Australia, this is Dami Im with The Sound of Silence. La Slovenie, this is Slovenia, this is Manuela with Blue and Red. La Romanie, yes, this is Romania with Ovidiu Anton, Moment of Silence. La Bulgarie, Bulgaria, Polly Genova with If Love was a crime.
Take my hand and never let go, never let go. Take my hand.
Le Denmark. Yes, this is Denmark. A Lighthouse 10 with Soldiers of Love. Aww. Ukraine. Yes, this is the Ukraine's return. Jamala with 1944. La Norvège, Norway, this is Agnette with Icebreaker. La Georgie, Georgia, this is Nika Karyakov and the Young Georgian Lolitas with Midnight Gold. Albany, this is Albania, Edna Tarafa with Fairy Tale. And finally, song 19, this is La Belgique. Belgium and Laura Torazio with What's the Pressure? What's the pressure? Oh, I love Belgium this year. It's so good. Anyway, that was a semi-final too. Oh, dearie me. I could rock out just quite easily, guys and girls. Yes. Right, just going to have a quick check and find out if there is any more Eurovision news to keep you guys updated with as I speak. Dal Bob has bet €1,000 on him to win the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, can you believe it? Daft sod. The preparations for the Estonian National Final 2017, which is called Eesti Laul, have already begun. Bulgaria's Junior Eurovision Song Contest entrant for this year, 2016, its selection is to be launched very, very shortly. There is a strike at SVT, the Swedish state broadcaster, on April the 18th, which is slightly concerning. Not this Monday, but Monday coming, the 18th. Because there's 50 staff members from SVT who are doing the Eurovision Song Contest, you know, preparations and stuff, and they're all going on strike. So they're hoping to get it all resolved before Eurovision actually itself. So I'm afraid we're going to have to keep an eye on that and hope to God that it doesn't happen. Now there are rumours that RTK, which is the Kosovo state broadcaster, were going to enter Eurovision in 2017, so that's next year. And now Kosovo is a recently independent country from Serbia, if you remember rightly, because it used to be part of Serbia, but then they've taken themselves away, basically, because they're a majority Albanian country, ethnic minority, yes. So they've gone their own separate ways, and the head of RTK said, yes, we're joining Eurovision next year, yes, the EBU have said that, you know, we can, and we could do this and that. And the EBU said, no, we haven't said anything to
And then RTK have just clarified that it's false Eurovision news. So basically they were just trying to stir something up. You can't blame them, really. It's one way of getting the Eurovision press, at least, and all the various different fan websites to go and find out what's going on. There was a last ticket sale, the final release of ticket sales, that happened on Friday. So, yeah, that's quite sad, but that's been and gone now. The Armenian entrant for 2016, Evitia Muchkian, did pull out of Eurovision in concert because of Armenia and Azerbaijan's conflicts that they've been having last weekend. I think it was last weekend or weekend before. There's lots of injured Armenian people there in that. So, yeah, she used that as an excuse not to go. So, oh dear. The German, well, the Reeperbahn in Hamburg in Germany have said that they are going to have their party as always there, which is very good. They've got some special acts to be performing there in Germany. To be honest with you, I don't recognise any of them at all, so I really won't worry about that too much, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And finally, Laura Trussio, with the song What's the Pressure for Belgium, has had an interview, and she's had an interview with Eurovoix, and the headline is, I think every experience allows you to grow, basically, is what's taken from it. She's 19 years old. Laura has got the most delicious, beautiful ginger hair. She's amazing. Love that woman. And I hope she does really, really well indeed. So there you go. Right. Now let's move on to pro wrestling now. And we're going to start off our pro wrestling segment of this show with the WrestleMania 23 theme song, which I love this. It's Saliva. And this is Ladies and Gentlemen, Mesdames et Messieurs.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me for a piece for your eyes to see, an explosion of catastrophe.
There we go. That's Saliva with Ladies and Gentlemen from WrestleMania 23. The theme song there. If I did say 23 or 30... No, if I said 32 earlier, guys, I sincerely apologise. You know what I meant. Anyways, right, pro wrestling news. Let's have a look at this. I'm going to try and pronounce this properly. Tetsuya Naito became the IWGP Heavyweight Champion at Invasion Attack by ending the 9-month reign of Kazuchika Okada. There you go. After the match, Naito brutally attacked the IWGP referee, and Naito is now the fourth champion in the last 5 years. And Naito tossed the belt in the air and left it in the ring after the match. That's random. Why did he do that? During Naito's main event match with Okada, former TNA wrestler Seiya Sanada debuted for the New Japan Pro Wrestling, siding with Naito and joining Los Imbrogables. And Sanada lost TNA last year after debuting in 2014. Oh, there you go. I'm not going to go into the IWGP. Or New Japan, shall I say. Various things there. No, it's not worth it. Don't want to ruin things. IWGP Intercontinental Champion Kenny Okada took a shot at WWE WrestleMania 32 at the beginning of his match at Invasion Attack. He said that a lot of people wasted their money on the show last week and he was going to show them what they could have paid for. Oh dear. Scott Hall's son Cody may have been injured at this morning's New Japan Pro Wrestling Invasion Attack show, as Hall was in the group of wrestlers catching Nick Jackson of the Young Bucks. He took the worst of it and fell to the floor, and he remained there motionless for several minutes until a bodyboard was brought out. Oh crap. Speaking of Kenny Omega, he and the Young Bucks were defeated for the Never Openweight 6-Man Tag Team Championship. Oh dear. By Hiroshima Tanahashi, Michael Elgin, and the returning Yoshitatsu. It was Tatsu's first match since his neck was being braked from AJ Styles clash that went wrong 18 months ago. So there you go, that happened. Oh dear. Not very good at all. Not very good at all. A YouTube user posted a video of the McMahon family taking in NXT TakeOver Dallas last week. Linda McMahon is at ringside, not seeming to be entertained by the loud, vulgar chants that were going on. Former WWE Divas Terry Runnell spoke to WWE.com ahead of the Hall of Fame last weekend, and Terry, who hasn't made a WWE appearance in a while, explained why she decided to come. It's basically because of Jacqueline being put into the WWE Hall of Fame. You see? Yeah. But if you do see that video of Linda and Stephanie reacting to those vulgar chants at TakeOver Dallas, yeah, it's slightly concerning to look, especially where they brought their young kids there. I don't know if that's necessarily a thing that they should have done it, but yeah, I don't know. Big news, and the last news that we're going to talk about this week, there have been rumours that top indie star Ricochet, also known as the first ever Lucha Underground Heavyweight Champion Prince Puma, is coming to the WWE for a while, but according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, it's looking like there's something to the speculation now. Indie promoters looking to book summer dates with Ricochet have been told that he isn't taking any bookings after June of this year. One person close to Ricochet told the Observer that he will end up in the WWE, but that is not his immediate next move. Ricochet's current deal with Lucha Underground allows for an out after the third season, which wraps up tapings in mid-May. The contract also wouldn't let him go to the WWE until 6 months after three finishings after season 3 finishes airing, which would be in 2017 sometime. There would be some way around the non-compete with Lucha, which would see him come to the WWE before next year, but there's no confirmation on that. Ricochet will defend the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team titles, which he did early this morning, along Matt Sydal at NWGP Invasion Attack. So if you want to see if he's kept the titles with Matt Sydal, then you can check that out there. I've just noticed, you know, Ricochet has a huge ass. Yeah, I've just seen a picture of it. So yeah, I just wanted to point that out because I'm a dirty bastard, basically. Apologies to anybody else listening. Right, so there we go, guys. We're coming towards the end of the show now. We'll have one last song before we go. All right.
Let me be the last to fly.
from her first English album, Unison. That's The Last to Know by Miss Celine Dion. Love that song. I've got some good memories of that album. Right, well, just one last thing before we go, guys. Earlier this week, on Friday, I had a bit of sad news. I've got a terribly bad fatty liver. It's not very good. I really need to get it sorted, i.e. I need to have a very low-fat diet and do some exercise. I need to get it reversed. I had an ultrasound scan on it on Friday morning just to find out what was going on, because I've had some blood tests. I've had a bit short of breath, etc., over Christmas, and I wasn't feeling particularly the greatest. And I'm tired all of the time, all of that type of stuff. So I do need to get that sorted sooner rather than later. So I'm just going to be sticking with Slimming World in particular, guys, and that's about it, really. Thankfully, it's nothing too serious, but yeah, it could have been a lot worse. Yeah, so I've got a doctor's appointment on the 18th, on Monday the 18th. So, and I'll get the slap on the wrist then too. Kinky. Right, it's time for me to go now. So remember, follow us on Twitter at Tuts Experience, and also follow me personally at Kiwi Tuts. Like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tuts Experience. And remember, you can email us, tutsexperience@hotmail.com. All right. So I hope to see you next time here on the Tuts Network. Also, we are on the DSJMP Network. For my latest shows, i.e. on pro wrestling, check out the Eurovision show. Well, for wrestling, you can check out the EU pod, the Twitter handle, or the European Uppercut podcast, or on the DSJMP and Trending Topics Network. Not forgetting as well, you can like our Facebook page as well, the European Uppercut podcast as well, and check out the Eurovision Showcase at ESC Showcase. Like our Facebook page, ESC Showcase, and also tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Forest FM. So look after yourselves, and I shall see you next time. Arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen. Have a nice day.
Good morning, madam. Can I help you?
Are you the manager?
I am the owner, madam.
What?
I am the owner.
I want to speak to the manager.
I am the manager, too.
What?
I am the manager as well.
Manager, he manager.
You're what?
I'm the manager.
What?
I'm the manager.
Yes, I know. You've just told me. What's the matter with you? Now, listen to me. I booked a room with a bath. When I book a room with a bath, I expect to get a bath.
You've got a bath.
I'm not paying £7.20 per night plus VAT for a room without
there
a bath.
Where is your bath?
You call that a bath? It's not big enough to drown a mouse. It's disgraceful.
I wish you were a mouse, aren't you?
And another thing. I asked for a room with a view.
Deaf, mad, and blind. This is the view as far as I can remember, madam. Yes, yes, this is it.
When I pay for a view, I expect something more interesting than that.
That is Torquay, madam.
But it's not good enough.
Well, may I ask what you were expecting to see out of a Torquay hotel bedroom window? Sydney Opera House, perhaps? The Hanging Gardens of Babylon? Herds of wildebeest sweeping majestically?
I expect to be able to see the sea.
You can see the sea. It's over there between the land and the sky.
I need a telescope to see that.
Well, may I suggest that you consider moving to a hotel closer to the sea? Or preferably in it.
Right. Now, listen to me. I'm not satisfied, but I've decided to stay here. However, I shall expect a reduction.
Why? Because Krakatoa's not erupting at the moment? Or
because the room is cold, the bath is too small, the view is invisible, and the radio doesn't work.
No, the radio works. You don't.
What?
See if I can fix it, you scabby old bat. I think we got something then.
What?
I think we got something then.
What are you doing?
I don't think me rude, but may I ask, do you by any chance have a hearing aid?
A what?
A hearing aid!
Yes, I do have a hearing aid.
Would you like me to get it mended?
Mended? It's working perfectly all right.
No, it isn't.
I haven't got it turned on at the moment.
Why not?
The battery runs down. Now, what sort of a reduction are you going to give me on this room?
60% if you turn it on.
What?
My wife handles all such matters. I'm sure she will be delighted to discuss it with you.
I shall speak to her after lunch.
You heard that all right, didn't you?
What?
Thank you so much. A lunch will be served at 12:30.